You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm disappointed by the government these days. Sometimes they just need a good kick in the backside.
The Wire.
Aotearoa poet and writer Hira Lindsay Bird is your new port of call when you need some advice. Her first book of poetry, self-titled, was released in 2016 and received critical acclaim worldwide for its satirical tone and poignant emotion. I spoke to Hira about her new advice column in the spin-off and started by asking her how it feels in light of their role in international awareness of her work early on.
You now have a column in the spin-off where you give people advice. How does it feel to be doing this for the spin-off, particularly in the light of their role in international awareness of your work early on?
I've always wanted an advice column, so I'm super excited about that. Although every time I get a question from someone, I think, oh my God, I hope I'm not contributing to a life of poor decisions starting from this moment. It's really cool, actually, to have like a prompt every week. Like I think that's one of the nice things about an advice column is that as long as you're like engaging with the question is still always the most interesting part. And, you know, people writing into you with a prompt every week is a lot easier than, you know, trying to be a freelance journalist and having to come up with an opinion on something every week. I think I have about one a year. So it's like every time I've tried to do that in the past, it's a bit for me.
So there's lots of scope for, inspiration, I guess, when someone sends in one of those questions. It seems to me that there is a satirical tone to your column. Who are these people, and do you think they've read your poetry? And if so, do you think you're the best person to be offering advice?
I know that some of them definitely have read my poetry, because I think there's a real divide between the questions, either people who wrote in first time kind of sounding I sort of introduced the column and I did like an introduction to what it was going to be about, and I got some quite confused questions from that first round of people, I think, who hadn't read my work as a poet. But I think that like one of the things my friend said to me when I was freaking out about doing this is they were like, people are going to self-select at some point and they're going to write to you with the kind of questions that you're capable of answering, and they're not going to probably write into you with like really difficult and traumatic mental health issues if you're answering questions in a particular way, which so far has proved, thank God, to be true, because I'm really not a mental health professional, and even some of the more etiquette-based questions that I get, I'm like, man, I don't know how to live, but I don't think anyone does either. And I think most of the joy of kind of writing in for advice or asking your friends for advice is just hearing another perspective on it and then not taking it, probably.
I heard a while ago that you're working on some short fiction. How is that going?
I've got a couple of projects I'm kind of swapping. That short fiction project sort of ended up turning into a longer project. So now it's one of my two unfinished novels.
Awesome.
But I don't think two is too bad, actually, because I've started reading Helen DeWitt for the first time, who's this amazing American novelist. And I think she said in an interview I was reading yesterday, she's got like about 100 unfinished novels by the time she was 35. So I was just like, okay, I'm an amateur.
Yeah, that's amazing. Firstly, how does it feel to have written what the spin-off heralded as the greatest New Zealand tweet of all time? For those who aren't aware of it, I'm just going to quote the tweet now. God damn the stupid milk-loving piece of shit, dumbass, mean-spirited sale at Briscoe's, racist, sexist, 40% off deck furniture, piss country.
That's so funny, that one. It's just, yeah, even though I've deleted it from my Twitter, I didn't have it anyway, and I've sort of come back on again in order to do this advice column. But I do kind of cringe when I see it in the wild now, because, you know, I don't think it's a terrible tweet, but like all of the things that kind of people identify as like coming, or, you know, as being like an intrinsic part of, I don't know, maybe that's just part of the New Zealand cultural fringe that's like in the tweet. But I definitely think I would have worked it better or differently now. But it just goes to show you can't delete anything from the internet. So
do you think that things are any better now in mainstream New Zealand?
I don't know. Actually, it's really hard for me to say. Like every year I think I always get the election results wrong, even if I like wanted to go one particular way. And I feel like I really don't have a fundamentally good understanding of like what the majority of the country is thinking or feeling at any given moment. I feel like it's easier, but that could just be because I'm older, and a lot of the things that are really difficult for people, like precarious living and, you know, all of the horrible turf stuff that's been happening recently, you know, a lot of that stuff is like problems that predominantly affect like young people or people on kind of more precarious incomes and things like that. So I don't actually think it's probably any better for people. The rental crisis certainly isn't. Like, I look at my friends trying to find places to live now, and even that is like absolutely shocking.
Do you have any thoughts about the fact that not only are some of your poems quite widely known and infamous, but are also taught in schools?
That's very strange to me. I think that no matter what you study in high school, you're going to hate it. Like, that's my feeling about it. And so, like, I think it's really cool that young people are being introduced to my work. Like, that's flattering. I love that. And I love it when young people come to me. Are still reading it because, you know, it's a long time since that book came out. But also, like, yeah, I have some trepidation at the thought that, like, there's going to be, like, an English teacher somewhere who's, you know, we're going to really dig and get to the secret meaning of this poem. You know, I don't really believe there are secret meanings or, you know, very deep interpretations. I kind of think that what you read is what you get most of the time. Yeah, I also think the kind of English teachers that would be bothering to, like, I work to students are probably people who are a bit more engaged in the syllabus, because it means they're not doing something that's like a Wilfred Owen poem from like 50 years ago in the text, which would be like a lazy version. So
I
definitely trust all of the people.
Yeah. Does the spin-off advice column augment your more serious work, and what are you up to at the moment?
Yeah, well, it's just definitely going to help me play the rent for sure, because I'm at the moment just about to move to Dunedin with my partner, and I've got a little job in the bookshop there. And I'm also constantly like have other projects that just feel, I think I was saying to you, I feel like taking a million years to finish. And that's okay. It's nice to have things to kind of work slowly on in the background, even though I was supposed to be finished with one of these 5 years ago. But it's all right. Everyone works at their own speed. I always think of Donna Tartt, who takes 10 years to write a book.
Yeah.
I shouldn't compare myself to Donna Tartt, but I do appreciate that she really is just like, you're not going to hear another word from me for 10 years or so. I think things just take the time they take, and it's really fun to have a prompt-based writing question in the meantime. So
yeah. Are you a fan of The Secret History by Donna Tartt? I read that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I love it. It's such a good book. I love Donna Tartt.
Yeah, same.
I think she's got one of those really rare gifts. Like, you read a lot of contemporary fiction and there are all of these kind of well-drawn characters. They don't kind of really feel alive on the page. And she has one of those really rare talents where she can write a character and make them seem like a real human, which sounds like a really banal thing to say. But like, I think if you read a lot of fiction and think about how memorable the characters are, she really like is something that a lot of other people don't in that respect.
For sure.
That was Hera Lindsay Bird speaking to me about her new advice column, Help Me Hera, in New Zealand online magazine The Spinoff. You can send questions in for Hera at helpme@thespinoff.co.nz. We'll be back after this short break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.